Ladies and gentlemen, children of the night, the reason dreams burst from the ass of the Pegasus is from our next and final performer of the evening. You've seen him on Bob's Burgers. You've seen him billboarded to the moon. You've seen him on Delocated and Fly to the Conchords. You have seen him in the minds of the greatest men and women of our generation. Please welcome the Sputnik of forever, Dr. Eugene Mirman, everybody!
Derek Brown, everybody! It is great to be in your very pretty good town! I'm sorry? Did you say get 'em right? I don't know what you said, but you were impassioned. What did you yell? It's okay. I mean, it's first of all, anything can be edited. So it's okay to clarify the thing that clearly bubbled from within your heart and came out as sort of like a wolf with information to pass on. And I'm curious what the wolf wanted me to know. I've been staying in West Seattle. There is an antique shop that I went to yesterday, and I saw something that I just fell in love with, and I was like, this is incredible. I can't begin to understand how someone could be selling this. And today, when I got back to our apartment that we rented, Derek was like, I got you a present. And I looked in it, and it was this thing that I'd fallen in love with, and I'm going to show it to you. He got me this empty bottle of Grey Goose vodka that someone has the insane gall to sell for $4.95. The logic behind this is unattainable. It gives you a suggestion for what you could do with this, and it is to put cheap vodka inside it. The insanity of putting a price on an empty bottle of vodka from 2010 is brilliant. The woman, when he bought it, was like, do you want me to take off the label? And he was like, no. That's kind of really what I'm buying. I think she might have even said, you know, this is just an empty... She said, this is just an empty bottle of Grey Goose vodka. Yep. There is someone who clearly won an argument with another person where they were like, I think someone would pay $4.95 for it. The history of this, whatever it is something I will never know but always love. I